Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Football on off the ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try and be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball, breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition, there's more of you in you. Unlock it with the world's number one sports nutrition brand.
So we were reflecting a little bit earlier on the news that had come through that Mick O'Dwyer had passed away. And I'm just reading Conor Neville's piece this morning. In 2009, 13-man Wicklow defeated Fermanagh in a round one qualifier, which meant Micko had beaten every county in the country over the course of his managerial career. It's not the thing that he's going to be the most remembered for, but it is testimony to the longevity of the man. And I'm delighted to say Kieran Donaghy joins us now to share some reflections. Kieran, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Ger. How are you?
For me as a Kildare supporter, Micko's time at Kildare is obviously the most important. I suspect from Kerry's perspective, if you were to write the history of Kerry football, there'd be multiple chapters that would be dedicated to Micko.
There would, yeah, no doubt. I think when he took that kind of team of youngsters almost to the All-Ireland in 75 was obviously a feat in itself, because Dublin were a juggernaut at the time, and Micko had his own way of playing, and it was very fast, quick football, and you know, that was an unbelievable All-Ireland to win. I think not too many at the time saw it coming. Obviously, we were brought up down in Kerry on the golden years, which was basically built around Micko and all those magical wins as a youngster, and we were all given that tape at an early age to watch and to learn from. So yeah, that chapter is probably a huge part in the Kerry football story over the last 150 years for sure.
One of the things that strikes me about that team is that it's a team full of characters who all went on to have great careers as individuals and then to be standalone people as well. Micko wasn't an overbearing leader. He seemed to allow... So there was shape and there was discipline, and it was definitely Micko's set of rules. But within that, people were allowed to express themselves and be individuals.
He was, yeah, and I think football at that time was a definitely more simple game, and it did allow players, you know, you were basically guaranteed that ball was going to be kicked anywhere near you if you were 50 or 60 yards away from it. So Micko obviously wanted a team that could, first of all, win its own ball, and probably the key component in that was getting the bomber in 77. You know, that was the one that kind of, you know, turned a good team that won one and lost two into that great team and what it was, because he was the kind of glue that brought all the class together around him. And I think that was probably one of his biggest things, was shifting 4 or 5 stone off the bomber in a winter blowing Waterville to get him to the level of where he was. And he was pretty much unmarkable for the rest of that period.
Hey, Kieran, there's Mick O'Dwyer with the CV and the honours list and what he did it
all the counties he was involved in, but what was he like as a person away from everything that he achieved on the pitch?
He's definitely a rogue. I would have come across a good bit of him blowing Waterville. I would spend a lot of time down there in the summers when I was playing, and he was always a great character to bump into. And just a rogue behind it all. Like he was an outlier. Like he was fundraising before fundraising was a thing. He was bringing the team on holidays before it was overly a thing. He was, you know, always pushing the envelope with that. Like as you said, like he won everywhere he went. Do you know what I mean? Whether it was Laois first Leinster title, or it was, you know, Kildare getting to an All Ireland final and winning Leinster titles, to obviously Kerry, you know, he won the Tommy Murphy with Wicklow, I'm almost sure, 1 year.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was, you know, he was just a winner. Like he managed Railway Cups, he won 6, 7, or 8 Railway Cups, I think. You know, just anywhere he went, he won, and he always did it his own way. And by all accounts, and talking to the boys, it wasn't overly training, wasn't a walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination. And the famous one about wanting to change the way they were training, and he put them running the laps a different way. But he obviously wanted a team that was in shape. He wanted a team that was in shape, that could really go toe to toe with anybody. And, you know, he, and as a player, like he was a brilliant player, and the adversity he came through as a player after breaking his legs to come back and play for Kerry and winning up more All-Irelands. Just a remarkable sporting career, and even away from sport, you know, whatever he went at, whether it was mechanics or bars or hotels, or, you know, he was just a guy that was driven for success for sure, and put that into every team that he was with.
It's amazing, really, because in many ways Mick O'Dwyer was the ultimate GAA and Gaelic football person, both as a player and manager, and that's an incredible thing to say. But at the same time, that sounds like almost a disservice, or you're coming up a bit short into describing what he was as a figure. I mean, like your description of him as a rogue, that's such an endearing term from Irish people, and it can mean so many different things, you know?
Yeah. No, he's, I like, you know, I remember that clip of him. I don't know, was it in his documentary or did I just come across it? But I remember him going into the Galway dressing room 98 Kildare and Galway, and you know, like you're after losing an All Ireland final, and it was a done thing at the time, and it still is done at times, but like he just had an air about him inside in that dressing room that, you know, heartbreak, and he would have been, because as I said, he's the ultimate winner and he hated losing. So, but like, just to go in there to them Galway boys and speak the way he did, and I just thought he spoke so well that day about, like, and you know, be a big thing in Kerry about, you know, you have to be a good winner, but you have to be a good loser too, that when it does come across your you know, when the result doesn't come your way, you have to handle it with a certain class, and it would be something that you know, Kerry football would take a lot of pride in, that, you know, yes, we've won the most All-Irelands, but we've lost a lot as well. And you have to put your hand up in the day that the other team were better, and you have to handle it with a bit of class. And I thought Mikko summed that up, you know, that inside in the dressing room that day when, and that was just one we saw because of that documentary at the time, I think, but I'm sure he would have done it in other tough times as well, with being a manager of Kerry and so on and so forth. But yeah, no, just an unbelievable, an unbelievable GAA person for sure. And he was very witty as well. Like, you know, he was very like, when I say a rogue, I'm probably linking it into his wit. Like, and you know, he had wit all the way right to the end, I would say.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a 6-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over.
even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
This sounds like maybe too vague of a question, Kieran, but what's his legacy? Because he'd have so many different legacies, but what do you think will ultimately define the man?
Just a winner, I suppose. Cullum, just like, you know, he was the ultimate winner in many regards. You know, he's 8 All-Irelands as manager of Kerry. As I said, I'm not going to go listing out his honours knowing what he did, but whether it was player, managing, business, you know, Mick O'Dwyer was a winner. And, you know, that's ultimately, you know, a huge part of his legacy. You know, yes, he was involved for so long and he coached Kerry under-21s. He won 3 All-Irelands with the Kerry under-21s. I think at the same time he was managing the Kerry seniors, or maybe a bit before. But like, you know, just his record. And there, you hear his former players speaking, like, and how much he'd fill them with confidence and very little put into the other team in terms of, you know, we're going to do this because the other team play a certain way. He was very much, this is how we're going to play and you're good enough to win this way. And I would know all the boys that obviously played under him. And if you pick your brains, and I picked Mikko's brain too on the whole coaching and management thing. Like, and you know, it was a huge part of it was your boys have to believe they can win in whatever they're doing. And I think Mikko was probably the ultimate at that. And, you know, psychology, probably before there was psychology, Cullum, you know what I mean? It was probably sports psychology 101, you know, have your guys feeling good about themselves. Yes, train them hard, get them fit so you can tell them that they're fitter than everybody. That's one advantage straight away psychologically. You have nobody's training like us. Nobody's running these laps. Nobody's going up the mountains. Nobody's going around the roads of South Kerry or West Kerry. And then when it comes to, like, I would say there would have been, like, you know, your top class footballers, your brilliant footballers, and you know, just the winning inside them. There was a story about Mikey Sheehy, I think, in a Munster final, or was it an All Ireland final? I think it might have been Dr. Conn from Cork, might have been the doctor of the Kerry team, and I'll probably butcher this story, but I just thought it was so funny when I heard it. But just that Mikey got an awful rap, and was knocked out cold, and this is obviously in the 80s before concussion was a thing, so it was a sponge of water on the head, and you'll be grand, get up there. And Mikey'd scored the goal anyway, and I think they were inside in the toilet at half time, and Dr. Conn was worried about Mikey because he was groggy, like, you know. And I think there was something like Mikko said, check on him, and Mikey was in the toilet, and Conn said, are you okay? And Mikey was groggy, and yeah, I'm okay, and where are you? And I'm in Parky Cueve or wherever he was, and it was a goal that he scored that he didn't remember, like, you know, you got a goal. Did I get a goal? Mikey says, Jesus Christ, Conn goes straight running out to Mikko and away in the dressing room. He said, we have to take Mikey off. And Mikko's going, rubbing him out. Why? He said, I told him about the goal. He can't remember it. Error, we'll show it to him later on, says Mikko, tell him he's all right. Do you know, but there was no way he was going to take off the great Mikey Sheehy off the team anyway, regardless of what way the game was going. But, you know, I'd say just the confidence he instilled in his teams, was probably, you know, ahead of its time in terms of where they're looking at now. And when you look at all the top teams in the world, they would have the best sports psychologists to get teams to a certain level of belief in themselves. And I think Mikko had that instilled in his teams from very early on.
Yeah, what a career. I see somebody posting as well that he won All-Irelands in three separate decades on the field of play as a footballer himself. It's one of those parts of his careers, like 8 All-Irelands with Kerry and everything else that he did afterwards. But as a player as well, there's a legacy there that maybe gets overshone, partly because there were so many great Kerry footballers that he was contemporaries with.
Yeah, and he was like, he was a, you know, he was a middle A player, and he was able to get around the pitch, and then he had that very bad car crash, and, you know, them stories that I would have heard when I first went down to Waterville about him, people, you know, over a pint telling me about, you know, he broke both legs, and, you know, they used to remember seeing him going up and down the sand dunes in Waterville at night time, and, you know, this kind of mad stuff, as you say, when he probably already an All-Ireland or two, and but just wanted more, and then came back to be, you know, a brilliant corner forward for Kerry at the latter part of his career, and, you know, played late on his career, and just unbelievable, really. When you look at it, he packed an awful lot into 89 years from a sporting prowess. There's a statue, the statue of him in Waterville. Like, I'd passed the statue in Waterville, and there'd be busloads of Yanks coming out, and you can see them standing in for photos. Charlie Chaplin's about 300 metres down the road, but it's they all come up to Mikko's one too, and you can see them reading the roll of honour that's on that. And as we've kind of talked about on this part, there was a hell of a roll of honour to be taking photos of for Americans and taking pictures with the great Mikko Dwyer. But yeah, may he rest in peace, and thoughts go out to the family this morning, because it's a big loss in Kerry. We've lost one of our greatest. Yeah,
Kieran, great stuff. Thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Mind yourselves.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.